Hi, good morning. My name is Ty, and I'm a postdoc at Washington State University. And when you typically think about the Palouse region in eastern Washington and northern Idaho, you often think about semi-arid, water-limited, dryland cropping systems. But actually, in some areas of our landscapes, due to restrictive layers, we can actually have excessive water in the spring. And that leads to standing water and also chlorotic wheat, as you see here in this draw. And so our question was, can we determine the underlying causes of this chlorosis? And also, are there any ways that we can manage this chlorosis? And so we looked at the nitrogen response at four different farms of waterlogged chlorotic wheat versus some healthy green wheat that was aerated upslope from this waterlogged wheat. And we took soil samples in the spring to determine the available nitrogen, the plant available nitrogen within that soil profile to a 120 centimeter depth. And we found that on average, the waterlogged soils had 20 kilograms less nitrogen in that rooting or that soil profile than the aerated wheat. And I also cored to look at rooting depth. And what I found was that the waterlogged soils were causing shorter, stunted roots that were about 15 to 30 centimeters, at least, shallower than the aerated, green, healthier wheat upslope. And so essentially what we saw was that in compared to the aerated green wheat, the waterlogged soils were not accessing as much as 30 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, particularly in that 2 to 3 foot depth. We also took above ground plant nitrogen measurements. And at tillering in the spring, we found that the waterlogged soils had about half the plant biomass as the green wheat upslope. And we also took these measurements to harvest, and we found that there was a yield penalty of about 10% in this waterlogged wheat. And we also found that the wheat was about 15 centimeters shorter on and with one less tiller on average. Then we applied 55 kilograms of nitrogen in the spring and looked at the nitrogen response. And what we found was that during tillering, we saw a response in biomass to that nitrogen. This was both for the waterlogged as well as the wheat upslope. And then at yield for all the wheat, we found that there was 20% more yield due to that nitrogen addition. So all the wheat's responding. And so we wanted to look at how these changes with time, how things changed. And we found that shortly after fertilization, only a couple of weeks, we found that the waterlogged wheat greened up. And what I mean by greened up is that we had an increase in leaf area index as well as chlorophyll content. And then around that time, at the beginning of May, we saw that the water table, which fluctuated greatly after each rain event in the spring, within that top foot finally drained. And then through using sensors, we looked at the volumetric water content and the oxygen levels, and that finally, at the 30-centimeter depth, finally aerated. And eventually, the waterlogged wheat did green up. So you commonly see these areas sort of recede and green up with time, but it wasn't until the end of May and into June. And so in conclusion, we are seeing that the waterlogged wheat is soil nitrogen deficient. So this is sort of our proof of concept. We are wondering, is it a soil nitrogen deficiency or is it more of a plant nitrogen deficiency? And we are seeing that there's less plant available nitrogen through the soil profile, but we're also seeing shallower roots. So we're thinking that there's less effective nitrogen supply for these plants. However, yields for all wheat increase with nitrogen top dressing in spring. And why this is important is a lot of our growers in eastern Washington actually still apply all of their nitrogen at planting in the fall. And so this leads to more work in the larger picture of split application. And finally, Whether or not this is an effective management strategy in these waterlogged areas is going to be determined by economics, because we are seeing a reduction in nitrogen use efficiency, so we need to make sure that it's profitable to add additional nitrogen in these areas. And we also have additional concerns with water quality. Thank you.
Thank you.